Welcome to Living the Good Life Naturally. My name is Kristen Bowen, and I'm over the moon that you're here. And I'm so excited to share with you two of my favorite people, because every time I interact with them, I learn something, and I love that process. So on the line with me today, I have Shirley and Marta from shinewithlight.com. Welcome to Living the Good Life Naturally and our first podcast together. How fun is that?
Yes, thank you, Kristen.
You're so very welcome. Okay, so today we're going to be covering LED light therapy. Help me understand, why would I take the time out of what is a pretty busy life to sit under some lights? What's it doing for me? Why am I even adding that to my schedule and my life?
Well, the first thing I think, Kristen, for me anyway, is energy and a way to de-stress my body so that it can always be at least once a day or twice a day in a place where it can heal. You know, the body's designed to heal, and if we give it an environment where it can heal, it will do that. So light is that environment. That's what
yeah,
I think.
I know for me, being busy, you know, three kids running around and just always feeling like go, 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 I was always using my health supplements, the things I was doing for myself, my power tools, I call them, to keep me going. And it was a shift for me to kind of sit down and say, okay, I'm going to sit and relax here. But it hit me over the head like just a wake-up call that the body only heals when it's in a relaxed state. And I thought, how often am I there? You know, I can't expect to keep going without recharging the engine, so to speak. And, you know, light ignites the cellular metabolism. We have to have it. It is important. Our car will not keep running if we don't have it. And so that was something that was so critical for me to understand. Like, you can't keep going. You have to have that time of relaxation, and you have to have that energy of light. The combination has just been profound.
Yes, it's made a difference in how we feel, the energy we have when we wake up in the morning. The body has to have that time to recover. And, you know, we are light beings. I love that, to think of myself as a light being. And that light really kind of communicates to my cells and nourishes them. And what about the pineal gland, Marta, the light meter? I was overjoyed to learn about this way we're designed to heal with this light meter in our heads.
Yeah, well, it's true. I wanted to ask Kristen, like, you know, when you use the lights, what do you feel?
You know, I thought I was at rest and renew because I know that that's where my body heals. But I wasn't really there. It was like the lights took me to a place that I had that I'd forgotten about.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, we call it coming home again, you know. And I really do feel that sense of home. And you and I have talked about how fun it is to watch people when they end their 20-minute session, and the look on their face and the way their whole demeanor has changed from, you just literally see age come off of a face, don't you?
Yes. It's like you've turned the light on. In fact, I've told my team, when someone comes up out of the chair, grab me if you can, because I love to see that. It's so profound. And, you know, I'm an Audrey Hepburn fan. I love the woman. I love her quotes. And she talks about the light in your eyes and the beauty in your soul. And it literally connects people to that at a deeper level.
Yeah, I love that. Because, you know, I do think, getting back to what Shirley was saying, the body is a living photocell, and the lights are the entry to that, like the window to that,
the eyes.
To our soul. The eyes. And so when you see, I just almost feel like a different person coming off of that chair. And I know in my heart that it's the person that it's the health they're intended to have. It's kind of, they're coming from this place that it really is that home base. And it's something that people just have to experience for themselves, really, to get a full sense of that it is definitely there every single time someone does the lights.
I love that. So let's talk about the pineal gland. How are the lights influencing that pineal gland, because pineal gland is crucial in our bodies for it to be functional. So how is that working during that light session?
Well, first of all, that light meter is called the pineal gland because it's shaped like a little tiny pine cone. And what happens to it, Kristen, over time, we get a buildup. It gets calcified in a way. And without being used, and, you know, we wear sunglasses, we don't get out in the sun enough, we are light deprived, that little gland just stops working very well. And, you know, it's a master gland for the rest of the body. And the only way it's going to get opened up is to get some light in there. Some people will notice that the lights seem very bright to them in the beginning. That's because that gland is hungry for it. And so we work with them to get that opened up, because it is the master gland for the pituitary, for the hypothalamus, and for all of the other glands in the body. And think of those, so many, the thyroid. And that's a big issue for people. It was for me. So that little gland is probably the most important tiny part in the body.
It's also interesting, you know, I had never really thought of my pineal gland that much. I mean, it's not something people talk about it as much. Foot owners are wonderful for knowing about it and telling you kind of how yours feels from the foot point of view. But that is really what synchronizes us literally with the universe. And so one of the things that happens for people is that when they've done the lights, it's like a reset of their computer. And if you think of the pineal as kind of this master computer gland as well, then one of the things that people will tell me is, you know, I can tell this is working so well because the next day after I did a light session, I woke up really like a minute before my alarm clock, and this is what happened to me, like my sense of time, my biological clock, and that's not just about having kids or anything. It's really every organ, every gland, every system in the body is on kind of this clock that's synchronized with nature. And when we reset that, like a factory reboot, everything just seems more synchronized. And from our relationships to how our lungs and liver are functioning, everything gets back into balance. And that is so critical because, as we know, a diseased body is a body out of balance. So when we have pains and aches and issues, the body's just telling us, hey, I'm not in sync. And when we can bring it back into sync, and light is not something the body needs to interpret, it knows exactly what to do with it. And that is critical, I think, as a modality to work with. It's kind of like to like. I mean, you are sending in the exact modality or energy that the body talks to itself with. The body communicates with light, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. I have a question for you, though, that just popped up, and here it is. So, you know, it used to be when my husband and I first got cell phones, and we were driving through Yosemite, we had no cell phone service in Yosemite. And recently, we just took a trip to Yosemite, and both of us had cell phone service the entire way. So that electromagnetic field is affecting us everywhere. We just had friends that got back from the Amazon, and they were hanging in these beds made of grass leaves, but they had cell phone service. Do you feel like the light is becoming more important to tap into as there's more and more of a disruption of that energy on the earth?
Absolutely, Kristen. Absolutely. We have so many interferences with our natural rhythm, with our natural energy, and one of the things that the lights do is help ground us from all of those interferences. That's what I feel when I use them, is that I feel grounded. I feel, again, safe in a space where my body can function. Maybe you can elaborate on that a little more, Marta.
Well, I think it's interesting because you're right, Kristen. We are, at this point in time, really surrounded by more of what are called aggressive energy waves than in any point in history, in terms of this, in terms of, you know, human history. And so we have these what are aggressive waves coming from cell phones and smart meters and things. And rather than being afraid of them, I just really like that sense of, as you mentioned in the beginning, kind of cocooning myself with light energy that is being pulsed, and it has a pulse that's interrupted by a little control box, and that what's happening there is you're sending positive wavelengths into the body through the light. So the light is not only nourishing you, but it's helping to tune you. And it's like a piano. Those aggressive wavelengths kind of get you out of tune. They get you out of sync. It's not our normal energy that we're used to being with. It's not the way we feel when we're, you know, at the beach and we are sitting there grounded. And anymore, like you said, you can be anywhere in the world and still be bombarded with these more aggressive wavelengths. So it's really actually changing the way they have these great telescopes or microscopes now. You can see that cells change the way they function. They become harder, and they don't move around as much. And so if you want to talk about getting toxins out of kind of a hard encased cell, it's harder to do. So one of the great things that light's doing is it's coming in as this more natural wavelength, like the wavelength that we've known as human beings on this planet, and it just softens this for us, and it says, okay, you're home, and you're home, you're just fine. And then it also helps to soften, as a result, that really the membrane of the cell and allow it to become more porous, more active, and allow toxins out, nutrients in. So it's very important that we give ourselves these breaks from this barrage of aggressive energy, and we put ourselves in an environment of positive energy, of really nice flowing things. And it's our thoughts, and it's light that sends that information. And light is the best way I know to do it. Because what's faster than light? Nothing. So the speed of light and thought are really the two things we're working with here. And so if we can be positive and put these lights on us, our eyes, our belly, our kidneys, our adrenals, our liver, with these soft, flexible pads that feel comfortable and warm, we're really putting ourselves, cocooning ourselves into a positive home environment that our body really thrives in.
I love that, Marta. And, you know, I'd like to back up a little bit with that thought, too, and talk about this miracle molecule of nitric oxide. We're going to talk about that on our radio show coming up with Kristen. But one of the things about this beautiful ability of the body to make nitric oxide is directly connected to light. With red and infrared, near-infrared light.
Ms. Sterley, let me interrupt you, and let's back up just a little bit, and let's give a foundation of why nitric oxide is important. Because,
absolutely,
you know, like what Marta said, nobody really that I've ever met wakes up going, oh, I want to nourish my pineal gland today.
Yes.
So let's, and I've never, like my husband, nitric oxide is crucial for him, but I've never seen that on his to-do list. So let's back up just a little bit and help us understand why that nitric oxide is so important and what role it plays.
Well, you know, we've only discovered in the last, since 1998, the role of this amazing molecule. We make it in our blood vessels and in our capillaries. It's a signaling molecule. And that right there makes sense. It's signaling something to the body. The body makes it as this molecule produced in the linings of the blood vessels and the capillaries, and it absolutely is a miracle molecule. Marta, why don't you elaborate on nitric oxide? It's your favorite.
Well, I'm laughing a little bit because I was just like, Kristen, and when I talk about this and people go, oh, they like shake their heads, and I can tell it's like they were just like me 3 years ago, like nitric oxide. What is that? Is that nitrous oxide, like laughing gas you get at the dentist? What is nitric oxide? It's not a common conversation, but we do understand that we have an effervescence about us, a life force, and that is actually what nitric oxide is for us. It's an effervescence. I think of it like a carbonation, that when our body is healthy, and all of us are making this a little molecule right now, it pops up, it bubbles forth, and it opens up things. It opens up our vascular system. So it opens up, you know, our veins and our arteries, and it makes them all smooth and help blood flow through, and it helps to literally tell the body, this is an invader, a toxin, get rid of it. This is good. And so it's like a signaling thing. It's really the way that our whole body is functioning. Every cell is impacted by this little molecule. And when we take good care of ourselves, when we eat well, and when we have adequate light, healthy, adequate light, our body makes more of this. And when we don't, when we shut ourselves down negatively, when we put ourselves literally more in the dark and more artificial environments, we find that our body doesn't make as much of this, especially as we get older. And so when someone has a glow about them, I can almost guarantee you what they have is healthy nitric oxide levels. And my dad had a blood clot. This is how we even came about understanding light. And you know, he had this you know, a place in his body where you could tell there's not a lot flowing here. There's congestion, there's inflammation, there's pain, there's a wound. You know, how do we get things flowing? Delivery source. It goes right in, and right when it impacts the blood vessels, right when you shine it onto where you have, you know, a vein, an artery, the body will make more of this nitric oxide. And now you have the body moving again, flowing again, energy coming in, toxins coming out, and what you get is healing. That's, you know, just what the body's supposed to do. So literally you're increasing your life force. I mean, how amazing is that?
I love that. And it gives me a deeper, I love the visual that you've given me about the effervescence and the nitric oxide. That just, I got that more clearly than I think of anything I've ever studied on nitric oxide. I needed that visual. So how are the lights creating the nitric oxide? Are they creating the nitric oxide? How is that process happening in the body with the lights and nitric oxide?
Well, really, your body's doing it, Kristen. Always, you know, we talk about people and things being healers. The body is the ultimate healer. The body is designed to do that. So there is a process, a scientific process, but it's the red light and the near-infrared light that does most of the instigating of the body to make nitric oxide. So the light passes through the skin. It hits the red blood cells, the linings, the outer lining of it, and it hits that lining inside the arteries and literally all cells. And then it creates the production of this nitric oxide inside that cell wall. So maybe you can elaborate a little more, Marta, but one of the things I loved for my husband was the vasodilation, where it opened up, and his arteries then began to flow, and the little tiny arteries began to flow. And then it began to help him build more of the little ones around the clot. So this swelling in his leg went down, you know, significantly with the first time we did it. But in 8 weeks, he was where the doctors thought he might be in 8 months. So it literally was going in and facilitating this nitric oxide to open that up. So a little more scientifically, Marta, how would you explain it other than that?
Well, actually, I think, you don't even, that's the cool thing about it, is you just put a pad of light, literally just a soft neoprene pad that's some wonderful small LED lights. And LED is great because you get a very specific wavelength. It's not hot. It feels comfortable, and it delivers a safe amount of light over a broad area. So I mean, we just put a pad of light right over where my father was having a wound, and then kind of more where we knew he needed more circulation, on top of the leg, and all that back behind the knee, and the body knew exactly what to do with it. And I think that's the ease and the beauty of this, is that you don't have to know, like, you know, it's not 2 teaspoons here and this and that and this many times a day. It's just like, you need more light in this area. You have inflammation and pain and swelling. Just shine some light on it.
And, you know, that's a good way to look at it as a tool in your toolbox, is that any imbalance in your body will respond to light. That's just the way we're made. We are light beings. And so now when I think of I have an issue, I go, okay, what can light help me with that? Now, I still need to eat well. I still need all of the other things. And I think of your passion for helping us get magnesium, Kristen. When we open those cell walls up and when we get the circulation with this nitric oxide, think of how that's bringing that magnesium into the cell where it's needed. And into the body where it's needed. So light works with everything. And I think it's because a lot of it is because of this nitric oxide and the stimulation, of course, of the energy and the other things we've talked about. But what I love is light is an umbrella over all other modalities. We're not competing with any modality with light. Light is the being of us. And so when we get plenty of it, everything works better. The cells can clean themselves. They can bring in nutrients. The oxygen can flow better. So, you know, we couldn't get any oxygen and blood flow into my husband's leg, but light didn't worry about that. Light just went right in, helped him start making that nitric oxide, and then it started to open everything up, and the swelling went down.
So
that's not a very technical answer, but I hope it kind of helps you see how nitric oxide is so important.
Oh, it does. It gave me, Marta gave me a visual of nitric oxide that is just cemented into my brain.
Good.
So whenever you put a light pad on, is inflammation decreased?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because you're really working with just seeing inflammation as a signal the body's giving you. I just start looking at kind of all kind of conditions like that. I just say, you know, I'm not here to treat, prevent, or cure them. I'm not a doctor.
Right.
But I am interested in, like, how can I help my body flow? So one of the big things when people talk about this miracle molecule, it was really heart doctors that were talking about it because they recognized that there wasn't really any need to have, the surgeries they were doing. Actually, these three doctors that won the Nobel Prize for discovering the role that nitric oxide plays in our health in the late 90s, they stopped doing surgeries. And they said, we just really need to get people to get more of this in their life through their diet, through, you know, their lifestyle. And I think one of the things they didn't realize is how impactful light is. And so, I mean, I just recently saw a study on ABC News or something, you know, go out in the sun and it'll lower your blood pressure. And I thought to myself, it's nitric oxide. That's why it's doing it. Unfortunately, you're also getting sun damage out there. And so most of us can't get enough light in the sun that will really bring us these health benefits. But it's always working. This is the way the body comes back into balance. And light is just, a critical aspect of what the body needs. It's a critical biological nutrient, the ultimate one in terms of that the body needs to function. And I got one that you're going to love. This was something we talked about yesterday, and we all thought, this is why I feel so good when I do the lights. Like, I'm so excited to go do things and kind of follow my intuition and my dreams. Nitric oxide literally facilitates the changing and maturing of thought into action.
Oh, I love that.
Isn't that cool?
That I mean, really think about it, because as I work with people, there's this great divide, and it's the people who can step over that divide of taking their thoughts and creating action that are healthy and joyful and are living a purpose-filled life filled with passion. And those who aren't are creating a wider divide as they learn more, but they don't make it over. So this literally can help cement all of those things, because so many people I work with have just gone from one thing to another thing to another thing, and they've learned and they've learned and they've learned, but it's just increased the frustration because they're not making that step over the divide. The light helps them to do that.
It's true, and, you know, I think it's just a base of addictions as well.
Cool.
It is cool. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Kristen. That was beautiful.
Well, I was just going to say one thing. I mean, that's what we're experiencing with people. Like, you know, this woman the other day said, she goes, you know, I want to move towards my dreams. Like, I realized that I want to take action. I want to do these things. And she goes, like, repeat that again, because we were just talking about it on a conference call. We really work on educating our people. And she's like, this is why I feel so good when I do those lights and why my life is moving forward in a positive direction, you know. And she said, I've been bouncing around, like you said, trying all these different things that have helped, they're good, but there wasn't just that, you know, aha, that effervescence. And what, you know what people are telling her is like, you're just glowing. And I loved it, to think that we're helping people to just literally glow in their lives and follow their dreams. And that's why we call it Shine with Light, because we just feel like that's what we want people to be doing, is literally shining with light and reaching their dreams and having the life we all feel that they're intended to have.
Exactly. And, you know, Kristen, you work a lot with addictions, and this just fits. It's the key in my mind, because when people are happy and they're moving forward and their frequency is up, and we also say that's what we do, we help people bring up their frequency, their literal vibration, they're not looking for quick answers to get high. They're not looking for something to stimulate them. They are stimulated from within, from spirit, from light, literally as light beings. So I see it as such a beautiful modality for helping people raise that frequency. And then they're not looking for something else.
They're not looking outside. They're experiencing it from within. I love
it. Yes.
So help me understand the frequencies, because there are patterns that come out. So help me understand those frequencies. What's happening with those frequencies on the lights themselves?
Good question.
Go ahead, Marta.
There is this, you know, so there is this idea, as I mentioned in the beginning, there's light as this nutrient, and as a nutrient, it's creating this environment for us, right? It's just, and all these things we mentioned, all the energy, the nitric oxide, just the ability for the body to come back into balance. But then there's this tuning aspect. So what the system we work with has done is not just supply light, which is fabulous in itself, and we've been talking now about it for a few minutes. But there's also the other fundamental energy in the universe is sound. So we have light and sound, which is what everything is made up of. And sound is just vibratory pattern. So when we can take a light wavelength and we can, that we know is healthy for us, it's an important aspect of our being, and we can pulse it, we can now have a vibratory pattern that the light is delivering to the body. And then we can be very specific about it. So in our, what we found is, you know, interesting information. Like the 1950s, there's a doctor by the name of Paul Nogier that recognizes through ear acupuncture and this neat pulse test that every tissue in the body, every tissue area, like your endodermal tissue, that's kind of all your organs and glands in your midsection, and your mesodermal tissue, that's like your bones, your muscles, your joints, your legs, and your ligaments, those all have their own unique pulse, a vibratory pattern. And he could do this on little tiny babies when they first come out and all healthy, and, you know, they're just in this perfect state of health. And then he could say, there's always a pattern. Like, I always know that this is the baseline vibratory pattern that these aspects of the body like to be at. This is home base. And when we're in that home base, our body sings, right? And so what he recognizes when people have a disease process or, you know, a health concern, he would measure their tissue with this pulse test through the ear, and he would see, oh, it's off. You know, they're not singing. I can see why. And so he said, I wonder if I can bring it back the way you would bring back like an instrument. And so he just repeatedly kept giving it the home frequency, the home vibratory pattern. And, you know, the body began to shift back into its home state, and the health sometimes quite rapidly returned for these people. So that's the Nogier, kind of the gold standard of frequency in the human body, and that's what's in our system and every system we have as just a real basic thing. You can let it sweep through and literally tune you like a scale, or you can just go to individual areas that you know need some little more extra tuning. So we really love a whole body concept. Go ahead.
Do you like the sweep through and tune it like a scale, or do you like to go in and focus on one thing? What's your favorite way for that?
I love to do our sweep first and then focus on a specific thing later. And that brings me that because really, if we don't start with the whole body first, right, none of us is just an isolated thing. So if we get the whole body kind of back singing the song it's supposed to sing and open it up, then we can say, okay, a little reminder for you over here, because maybe like this area had a little more stress to it. And so that's the way we love to do it. And actually our favorite one is our other two settings allow us to help the body even more on an emotional and spiritual level with some of those frequencies. Those are almost like scales that are like what I call like a scale of meditation or prayer. And they're really more based on more kind of sacred spiritual tones from hymns and chants that have been sung over the centuries. And those scales that are really literally in our DNA as ways to balance us and help us let go of energy not serving us and help us open up to energy that does. And have you seen people shift more effectively because of the lights?
Oh, absolutely. And here's the really beautiful thing. When I first started out serving and helping people on their pathway and journey of creating more vibrant health, I got the most excited on the big things. The longer I've worked, I get more excited on the smaller things. Because
yes.
I recognize it's the smallest, simplest things that end up creating the most dramatic change. And so that's why I love being in that room when someone sits up from the light, because it's a very subtle change, but at the same time, I recognize the power and the subtlety. And they'll come back and say, it felt good. But let me tell you what happened this week. I felt so much more connected. I felt so much more follow through. And it's that small, subtle connection that's being made that, again, goes to the saying, if you play a pattern anywhere, you play it everywhere. And so that small, subtle connection in your body, that tuning, is being played everywhere. And it's subtle, yet powerful and life-changing at the same time.
I love that, Kristen. And not only is it being played everywhere in that body, but it's being played everywhere in all of the people to whom that person relates.
Absolutely.
That's the amazing thing, is light spreads. You know, it's ubiquitous. It's everywhere. And when our children, our grandchildren notice, they'll say, you need to do the lights. You know, get the energy.
Get out those lights, Grandma.
Yeah, you need to do the lights. So they get it that it's a whole body, spirit, mind experience for people. So I'm so glad that you related that way. It's beautiful.
I think it's absolutely the way we're cultivating a change on this whole planet. And that is so, it's a cause worth getting up for in the morning, is what I like to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah. It's our passion to help people see that they can change things in their life with a very simple tool. You know, it's really a wonderful thing to have available. So I'm delighted that people can go into your shop and try it for themselves. This is an experiential thing. This is... you can get this information in your head, and we hope in your heart, but try it. That's the main thing. See that shift. Yeah.
I just had a question pop up. When you said that, Shirley, you can get this information in your head, you can get this information in your heart. What is the light doing to DNA?
Aha. Very good.
How is the light affecting or getting into the DNA? What's happening there?
Well, it works on every cell in the body. The light doesn't choose. It works on every single cell. And Marta, let's tell them about the telomeres.
Well, one thing to remember is that DNA also communicates through light. And I think we think of DNA, like I think of this, you know, this chain, it's kind of braided chain, and that you're stuck with it. Like, I got this, I inherited it, I'm going to pass it on, and I'm sorry, you know, kind of those kind of things, or I'm happy, whatever. And you know what? DNA is energy, just like everything else. And it's malleable. It moves. It changes. And what light is doing is, one, it's the way that DNA is communicating. So when we give that our body more of this healthy light at a healthy frequency, that's literally one of the home frequencies for our DNA, it loves it. And so the one thing that we can really show with studies is you can show how the DNA is able to have these telomere protections that are enhanced, because telomeres are like sleeves. And they're the caps on the end of some of the DNA. And it really helps the body to make a healthy choice to not have a disease process need to come out. Like, you know, we don't have to have a certain disease just because it's in the DNA. It will produce.
I love that concept, because so many times people will say, well, it's hereditary or it's genetic. And I have to reply to them, but it's your choice if you turn that gene on.
That's right.
That's
and how empowering is that?
Your accountability.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for wellness empowered, and empowered by light is, you know, my focus, but wellness empowered in general, because, you know, how disempowering is it to feel like you're stuck with something? You know, like, how much more empowering is it to say, okay, yeah, you know, this is here, but I can release anything that's not serving me, and I can open up to more that, you know, positive things that are, including my DNA, and I can protect things. And there's really good evidence for people who, you know, they've talked about different things that would be passed on that aren't, because the telomeres are protecting it. So it just
okay,
doesn't.
So go a little bit. Help me understand. I'm not quite clear on the telomeres, Marta.
So a telomere is like a cap.
Teach me about telomeres again. Go over that so I can understand that better.
Okay. So this is all about environment. So the body literally, the DNA, think of them like arms, and they can form different they have like little arm tentacles, and they can form little different aspects. So it could form into health, or it can form into non-health. And I think we think it's like, I'm stuck with this thing, but there's a lot of change and movement that is dependent upon environment. And when I talk about environment, I'm talking about what you think, what you believe, and the nutrition and the light that is surrounding you and surrounding those cells, surrounding that DNA. And so when we can give it a nourishment to be in this healthy place in terms of nutrients, and we can give it an environment of positive thinking, positive vibration, the telomeres will choose a more positive route. They'll be able to be protecting the body, the DNA, and there will be a choice in the body to be in a healthier spot.
And, you know, that telomere is like a sleeve on that DNA. And as we age, that sleeve shortens.
Oh.
Well, we can actually lengthen that sleeve with our healthy habits and with light. We can actually keep it intact so that that does not have to manifest. That's what the telomere is.
Long telomeres, right? That's the goal?
Yes, long telomeres.
Great big long telomeres.
Yes.
Yes.
Great big long telomeres that choose healthy positions and healthy ways of manifesting.
Okay.
And
that has given me a visual that I can wrap my head around that now. Thank you.
And you know, Kristen, they have done studies where under stress the telomeres shorten. They've taken children as young as 7, 8, and 9. If they live in a ghetto and the stress every day is, am I going to live or not? And do I have enough to eat? Their telomeres get very short. So that's how light is working in general. When it de-stresses the body, when it gives us a tool to de-stress, and then when it's building with light, communicating with light, and helping those telomeres. And the nitric oxide, by the way, is one of the ways that the telomere is strengthened. So not only with vibration and frequency, but with the nitric oxide.
You know, that might look like somebody's hair not going gray. You know, like
yeah,
that might
it's anti-aging.
Like. Because it's it's keeping this young, vibrant body that where the cells regenerate healthy new cells. So one of our trainers is really a neat naturopath talking about the fact that when you provide this healthy environment through light and the vibrational pattern, the cell, all cells are making new cells. Every cell in our body dies and makes a new one, right? And so when a new one is made, it's a healthier one. It's the choice for a healthier one rather than the choice for a not as healthy one. And that's aging, right? Aging is like, oh, now it's not as good. We're not going to have as healthy here. And we all think that we should do that, like, at, what, 40, 35? Some of us think 29. I don't know. Everyone has a different paradigm around that. But really, when they've tested the body, it really should be 120 that we begin to see maybe some changes in how the body might age. So 120, we haven't reached a spot where biologically we should be having degradation. It's really more through our environment. So we want to have an environment of health and shining and glowing, and that is how the body will literally remake itself and continue to have healthy vibrancy.
Okay,
yeah,
so
it's amazing.
I have a question. You have just, oh my goodness, you have just opened up this dialogue in my brain. So many people have autoimmune issues. And I have found a very strong pattern among people with autoimmune issues that they had very traumatic childhoods, whether that was, some form of abuse, but there was trauma. The body perceived high levels of trauma, and it throws hormone pathways off, throws off cortisol levels. The sooner we can get someone under those lights, we can lengthen those telomeres and quiet down the whole immune system.
Absolutely. It's about balance. Yep.
So, for example, if you've got the lights, they're in your home, and you've had a child that's maybe, I don't know, going through some bullying or high stress because of, I know we're at our house, we're in a junior year, and junior year is all about testing and college applications. Mm-hmm. And I know that the stress levels are up. I can use those lights as a preventative to offset the stress that I see going on in my children's lives.
Yes, and absolutely. I use it, and it's amazing to watch them, to watch these kids.
I love
because
that.
Isn't it amazing how they sleep? Like my son, who just never stops moving, there's a little agitation to his persona. And when I put the lights on him, he just starts to snore deeply, like he has never been in such a deep, peaceful sleep since a baby.
Oh.
And even before he was a baby, because we had kind of a troubled pregnancy with him where there was some fear and agitation. And I feel like I'm helping to wash that clean for him.
Mm.
And
so
to
it's
bring
something
him
that you can proactively do instead of just worrying about it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And to help give him a tool, to help him see, this is just the body responds to this naturally, and, your body is the one that's going to just respond and help to cleanse itself, to nourish itself. It's, like I said, it's the cocoon that you're just putting yourself in that's like, return back to home, everything's okay, and you'll be able to make some good choices tomorrow. And don't you think that people kind of change their perspective when they get this little dose of this?
Absolutely. And it was interesting, the conversation I had with my dad, because he said, Kristen, why do we need lights? We have, 50 years ago, people got healthy without lights. But we've got to stay current with the energy frequencies that our children and ourselves are being surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to stay current, and the lights are current with what we're experiencing now with the onset of all of the things on the earth and what's happening. I've got to go get under the lights, ladies.
No, you can kind of liken it to horse and buggy days.
Can we finish this podcast with me under the lights?
Yeah, we
I've
could.
I've already done one session this morning, but I want another one.
Well, yeah, some days are more than one day. But you can see why that 20-minute tune-up I mean, 20 yeah. minutes, it goes so fast, too, doesn't it? And people are like, was that 20 minutes? Really? That seemed
right.
like four.
Right.
And it's because you just go to this really great place. And, you know, I don't care if you're an 80-year-old farmer or a 2-year-old, you go to the same place.
Yeah.
And it's really cool to watch that. And you know, it's hard to...
It literally turns that light back on.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I, you know, I can't think of something that my 78-year-old father and my 6-year-old daughter can have this joint healthy experience that I don't have to explain. Their body innately knows to go there. Their mind and their spirit know innately that it's a healthy, good place. So I love that they can experience that because, you know, I teach people all the time how to relax and meditate and do these things, but it's kind of a skill. Whereas I feel like with the lights, one person called it meditation for dummies, but it was just like, it just happens. You know, it just happens.
You know, it has improved my meditation because
yeah.
it helped me remember that, like, that, you know, that zero place, that.
Yes, that still point.
Yeah. Yeah, that there. Thank you. That still point. It helped my body to remember that, and what I thought was a still point was not even a still point, and so it literally has enhanced my meditation practice that I do every morning.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's
yes.
what I felt.
And you know,
you know, you can't come home. What someone said, you can't come home from a trip you've never taken.
Oh, I love that. Yeah,
and it's true. That, you know, I just tell people however they can get into that relaxed state where there's health and healing and balance, however they can get there as often as they can, great. The lights take people there faster than anything I've ever seen.
That's
and it, like you
light.
Said, yeah, when somebody knows where it is, they're like Dorothy. They can click their heels and get themselves right back there again.
Yeah.
But until
so how
they
often-
don't know that.
How often does someone need to use these lights? What's your recommendation for how often I need to be under those lights?
You want to answer that, Marta, or you want me to?
I would say, of course, we love every day. You know, it feels great. I don't think someone has to have them every day in order to benefit. I've heard of a woman who's loving coming once a week to get a session, and she's noticing differences that last. And we just say, hey, if it doesn't last, you know, long enough till the next session, then we'll look at adjusting that. Owning it and just being able to use it every day is the most cost-effective thing because your whole family can benefit. And so we do make it very affordable and helpful for people to do that. And it's okay if someone, if they're getting used to the concept and everything, if they're doing this once a week, once every couple weeks, it's still very beneficial.
And I have to add, the very best for me is every single day, Kristen. I just thrive when I have the lights. When I don't, I just don't miss them. So twice a day is what I recommend to people when they have their light systems. If they're just visiting and trying them, I agree with Marta. Those things work. And I had one man who used them, and the effect was still there 6 months later. And when the effect went away, he came back and said, I have to live with those lights. But I use them every evening for that meditation, relaxation. And then I use them every morning for alignment and energizing and just starting my day with a bang. You know, starting, well, not with a bang exactly, with verve. And, you know, I say I'm in the hallelujah years. Hallelujah, I made it this far. And hallelujah, I've got so many more good years to come. So,
really?
I yes.
want my skin to look like yours in my hallelujah years.
That's great. Well, you know, I don't mind looking in my hallelujah years, but I love feeling like I'm still in the other years, you know, the younger years. And that's why I use them twice a day without fail. So, and my husband wouldn't miss them twice a day. So we kind of recommend that unless you're working with a very distinct issue when you might want to put in, let's say you're recovering from a surgery or a deep wound or something, you might put in another session in the middle of the day, and if you're doing that. But twice a day is my tuning and my nourishing, and I love it. I love it, and it serves me very well. And people have to figure out what serves them. And if you don't know, look, the people who live with you will tell you, you need light. they'll let you know. So.
I've got to go down one more path because
okay.
I am such I'm in love with skin. And skin can tell us so much about what is going on with the body. And when the skin glows, you pull people in toward you, and you pull in experiences toward you when there is that glow. What's this doing for my skin? Because people will comment more on my skin when I'm being consistent with the lights. What's happening to my skin? Is it the blue lights? Is it the pulsing? What's happening there? Because what a difference I'm seeing on my skin.
Yes, I agree. It's all of the above and more. So one of the things that I love about using the lights on my skin and on my face, on my whole body, is it builds collagen. Every cell is being rebuilt, so it makes sense that you're building collagen, increasing collagen production. So that means greater repair of your skin. It also means that it's firming up the skin. You know, your collagen in the body is throughout the body. It's what keeps us firm. It keeps us held together. But we think of it only as rejuvenation of the skin. But literally, you're rebuilding that. And so, Marta, can you elaborate more?
I was just going to tell you, Kristen, I just noticed your skin when we were talking the other day. I was like, her skin is so beautiful. So
it's the light.
People would say that.
It is the light. And I do a lot of, I know what things I add to my body that make my skin look better.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess after being so sick for so long and my skin looking so sallow and literally diseased, it's a charge for me to look at my skin and go, oh, it glows. I love that.
I love that too. You know, and the skin is
the best way to do that.
Well, I was going to say the skin, as you know, is also ultimately connected to the liver.
Right.
And so one of the things I love about our system is that we're not just putting lights in one part of the body. We're recognizing the connection of all of the body. And when you can work with the kidneys and the liver and the adrenals, you are making a huge difference in your skin. So while you might have, you know, the eye mask that's on a good portion of your face, it's really almost half your face is being worked on with the lights there in the blue and the red. And the blue is also wonderful as a cleanser for the skin. So bacteria that you might think of with acne and things like that is really cleaned up by blue light. And then it's excellent for collagen there as well, as Shirley mentioned. But when we can also be putting light on the liver and toning it, that's when I notice brown spots fading away from my hands where there was no light being placed at all from my face.
I had a little one starting on, I did a very intense cleanse and had a little teeny liver spot starting on my cheek. And I'd done numerous things. Nothing was making a difference. The lights have made a difference on that little brown spot, and it makes my heart sing.
Yeah, because, you know, the cool thing is to think about is when your skin is glowing, your liver's glowing, and that means, you know, you're not filled up with toxins and congestion there, and that's a healthy body because, you know, that it's the liver and the kidneys that are going to determine, you know, your overall health. They're your guiding organs. And I think we kind of forget about that. And that was an aha for me in working with these lights, is that that I could be working both at the same time and getting amazing results that way. So gums, skin, it's all really loving that direct nourishment from a pad that's placed right on the skin. And then it's also loving the fact that you're not just focusing on the one area, you're really correspondingly relating to the organs that are really being mirrored by that skin. And so that's exciting.
I always put it over my liver, and then I always have it over my eyes. And so it's the combination of both of those that are really affecting that skin change that I'm seeing.
It is.
One more question before you go. Oh, my goodness. I have a little granddaughter that's coming up to spend a week with Grayman. I am Grayman. That's my officially dubbed name by my grandchildren. So can I put those lights on her? Is that safe for me to do with her? How does that work with little ones?
That's a very good question, Kristen. And we use them with children, even with infants. And here's our rule of thumb. They love light. Their bodies are made of light. They're very well tuned. They don't need a lot of light.
Okay.
So we go by the age of the child. She's 2 years old, 2 minutes with that light on maybe her back. Don't try to force the eye mask on them if they're not ready for it. Let them sort of play with the lights, be around the lights, even have the lights in the room on with when they're there, because that's creating an energy. But yes, you go by the age of the child. And once they get to 12 or 13, if they're pretty good-sized kids, you can treat them like an adult 20-minute session. And in general, we do a 20-minute session, at the most a 40-minute session on everybody, but usually it's just 20 minutes. So that child will respond very well to 10 minutes if they're 10, 8 minutes if they're 8, and kids learn to love the lights.
Okay.
And I would encourage you to be gentle in how you introduce them, have fun with them, and remember that the only lights that go over the eyes are the eye mask.
Okay.
And then otherwise, you put the other lights on other parts of the body. Yes, they'll love the light.
A little boy the other day, he was all excited to do it. He actually happened to be on the autism spectrum, and his mother wanted to see him. He was all excited. I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to go to the beach. He said, I'm going to the beach. And he wanted the eye mask on his eyes. He wanted the whole thing. Oftentimes, I'll just do the spine, because your whole nervous system is housed in your spine. So I just do a pad right up and down their spine. And hands and feet sometimes are great. And he was so cute. I'm at the beach. I love being at the beach.
Oh, I love that.
Then we took it off, and you know what his mother said? She goes, okay. She was so cute. She called the woman who, she said, I don't know, not know what's going on here. But now this young man who's really kind of hyper and running around wants to learn how to do yoga. She said, I don't even think he'd ever known what yoga was. But all of a sudden he wants to
read.
Well, this has been delightful, Kristen. This has been wonderful.
I have a question, though, for each of you.
If
you have one thing to tell, you have one interaction with a person, and you have one thing to tell them that will drastically change their journey toward vibrant health, what would it be, that one thing?
Wow, that's a good question. I think I would say is don't let your age define you.
Oh, I love that, Shirley, and yours does not. So you literally are living that.
And I think we have to live what we say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, Marta, what about you? What's your one thing you would share with someone?
I share with people that they are light.
I love that. And we are. We are light.
And when you remember that,
we bring in the better. And I want to thank each of you for introducing me to the lights, because it's been life-changing for myself and for those that I love and those that I am connected to. So thank you.
And you're connected to all of us.
I have to tell you, the second I hang up, I'm running downstairs to do another light session.
I hope you have them, and we love that you share them, and we love what you represent and what you are for people, so thank you.
Well, thank you for being on, and I have to admit, I've made a little list of questions. Would the two of you be willing to do another podcast with me again?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Lovely. I do have some things that we could do that here, so we'll have to set up another one. But thank you for joining me on Living the Good Life Naturally.
Thank you, and be the light.
Oh, bye-bye.
Bye.